Okay, this is Rob, take two.
Yes, thank you, Sherlock. I believe it is a very serious subject that needs to be addressed. Neither the FDA or Health Canada has stopped the imports from China. It is a very complex problem with multiple variables involved. It is difficult to diagnose or trace its origin. Nearly 1,000 dogs have reported to be sickened by pet jerky treats imported from China. I have seen very similar cases of recurring deaths in 2007, when we discovered a rare a compound strangely found in food called melmanine. It is a resin used in plastics and nowhere should be found in food products. It was also imported from China, and it was a red flag for consumers to beware. This time we are not so sure of what is causing these deaths, although recent tests via urine tests have found something called Fanconi syndrome. It can cause liver cancer, failure in the kidneys, death, and can cripple your dog. Disease can be fused with diabetes and causes dogs can get very sick and can turn the kidney failure and death. Signs can range from vomiting, blood in the stools, and diarrhea to more serious illness that can permanently disable or even kill your dog. The only warning the FDA puts out of these deadly products is chicken jerky products should not be substituted for a balanced diet, and should attend to be fed occasionally in small quantities. Honestly, I do not think the FDA warning goes far enough. I would not feed my dogs these tainted products, and so I inform consumers not to do either. I am spearheading a new effort to data collection to better address this health crisis with the Veterinary Information Network. We're trying to establish a database, and we only want concrete information input by veterinarians to try and weed out cases that are really caused by other symptoms. I am advising my clients that if their pet becomes ill with any of these symptoms, please discuss your veterinarian nearest to you. The FDA investigations have been muddled with mitigatory factors that skewed their findings. Thank you, Sherlock.
That was good.